Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Bo, Tavshin Pei Hei, and we are up to, as I always like to call it, the trilogy, the triumvirate of Parshios, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Maamad Har Sinai. I don't get better than this. Bo, Bishalach, Yisro Mishpatim are both Maamad Har Sinai, and then, of course, the Binyan HaMishkan. So we start off with the last couple of Makos, the last three that are mentioned, and we'll spend much of our time this year on Makas Choshech. But before we get to that, let's mention one point about the Makah of Arba. Makah of Arba. The Torah tells us, beginning of the Parsha, V'yomer Hashem Moshe, Bo Paro. Hashem says to Moshe, go to Paro. Why Bo, not Lech? Ki Aniach Badi Esli Bo, V'Esli Vavadov, I have hardened their hearts. L'man Shisi Oso Sa'ela Bekir Bo. I'm going to put my signs on them. Ulema'an tesaper baznei b'ncho v'n'b'ncho eis asher esalati b'misrayim. I'm going to, so that the nations, you could tell future nations how I played with Mitzrayim. It's a funny word. Hisalati, Rashi says, sichakti. Ves oso sasher sati b'am vidatem ki ani Hashem. Right? For generations to come, you're going to talk about this. So the question that's asked is, by the Ramban already implicitly, what is it, right, explicitly by the Klayakar? What is it about Arba that this is going to be the one that's spoken about for generations? Right? This is where the Tzivui is given. Hashem says to Moshe, this is Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, not just to us, but this is even what the Mitzrayim might notice. But why is it? Why is this Dafka said by Arba? Right? Tesaper Bazei Bidcho Bezei Mincha Eis Asher Esalati B'Mitzrayim. Why is this going to remain more than the others, right? We know that all the Arba afterwards was removed from Mitzrayim. Right? Not one, not even the salted ones, Rashi quotes, right? All the Arov, nothing was left. Nothing was left. The Tzvardeya, we let the pile stay there. That was, that we didn't mind. But, so what is it? So if you look in the Ramban quotes, the discussion of Rashi. Actually, let's read the Pasuk, because it's going to be, important for the Ramban. So what happens? The imayna talo shaleach pasuk dalad hini mevi machar arbe bigulecha. You're gonna have locusts v'chisas ena aretz v'luchal erosas aretz. You won't be able to see the ground. Umalo vatecha vatechal vadecha. Your houses, houses of your avadim. It'll be unbelievable. Lo ro avasecha vavos avasecha miyom heyosom alo adama adayim azeh. You've never seen something like this. You've never seen something like this before. Your forefathers never saw. So, and what happens? So he does it. It's brought, and the Arba comes onto the land. Pasuk Yudal, it's skipping. Vayal Arba, al kol eretz Mitzrayim. Vayanach b'chol gvul Mitzrayim. Kaved ma'od. A very heavy, super cicadas, we might call it. Lefanav lo hayakein Arba kamo, vachrav lo yakein. There was never anything like it, and there never will be anything like it. That's what the Pasuk says. Lo hayakein arba kamova, achrav lo yakein, obviously only could be written by a divine author. The Ramban, here in source number one, quotes Rashi. Rashi notes, if you remember, what do you mean lo yakein? What about in the days of Yoel? Right, that would have been the first thing that comes to our mind. First, we have to know that Yoel is a sefer of Treyasar, and then we have to know that there was a big locust plague. So Rashi quotes, there's a difference between that was many different types. This was one type. Okay, the Ramban discusses that opinion, but then the Ramban quotes Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel, we know, is one of the early Rishonim. Rabbeinu Hananel, line 10. Because Rabbeinu Hananel, bepirush haTorah shelo, in his commentary on the Torah, me'eis ataras Moshe Rabbeinu v'ad achshav, from the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu davened, right? What is the lashon of ataras? That's pasuk Yud Zayin. Hatiru l'Hashem Elokeichem daven. That's the lashon. Right? He davens, vayeter al Hashem. Vayeter al Hashem. That's the Lashon of Tefillah. From the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu davened until now, says the Rabbeinu Hananel, around the year 1000. Ein arbe mafsid b'chol Mitzrayim. There is no devouring locusts in Egypt. Vim yipo be'eretz Yisrael. And if there are devouring locusts in the land of Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, v'yavo v'yikanes b'chol Mitzrayim, and it goes into Mitzrayim, eino ochel mikul yavol ha'aretz klum. Arachshav. It doesn't devour. The devouring locusts are only, it can be in all the lands around Mitzrayim, but once it gets to Mitzrayim, it's not going to devour. Kizek far yaduahu lakol. And everybody knows this, says Rabbeinu Hananel. guess it was very known and famous at that time. No locusts, plagues in Mitzrayim, even if the whole Middle East is having one. Bo re'ei. And he says, look, ki bitzvardeya amarak bayaarti sharna. By the frogs, it says they stayed in the Yaor. V'lefichach nishar al tzmatzach ad achshav. Right, some say that means like a crocodiles or some other animals. There are animals that are left over from that. Avo ba'arbek siv lo nishar arbe echor b'chol gavul Mitzrayim. Not one. V'yalzeh nemar sichu b'chol nifla'osav. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. And this is the Shad of Rabbeinu Hanano in the Ramban. Explains now the Klei Yakar after quoting the Ramban. After quoting the Ramban, line 5. Vahabet yamin ure'e. Ki pasik sichu b'chol nifla'osav umamish doma l'pasik. Lamat tesaper bazei vircho v'abincha. Right, the pasuk sichu b'chol nifla'osav, tell over the wonders, is similar to what it says in the Torah, right, about this. Ubi ha'inyan, let me explain, says the Klei Yakar, beautiful. According to this pshat of Rabbeinu Hanano, we understand why Arbe is going to be spoken about forever and ever for generations, unlike other makas that might have been forgotten. Shebechal makos shayim b'mitzrayim, lo nishar mehem shum roshim b'mitzrayim. There was nothing left, there was no lasting impact. Achar hasarasa. The later generations aren't going to ask anything. What? There was Dam generations ago, and there was Arov. There's nothing in my life right now that was impacted, that's different, that's going to make me say, hey, where is this from? Ki nishkach zichram, eitzal hamon, because it's forgotten. Ki arachu lohem ayamim v'akol nishkach. Everything's gone. Aval b'makas ha'arbe. But the locusts, there are no devouring locusts in Egypt for generations. That's what Hashem says. Lo nishar ad echad. That's a stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's never going to happen. So that impact is felt forever. Like, why are all the countries around us getting invaded by these locusts and not us? Oh, because years ago there was a Makkah and the Hebrews were here. And the God of the Hebrews promised. Nishar gam l'doros gam achar asaras hamakah. Ki b'rov ha'yamim yimzu ha'doros davar chidish. V'yir ki yavo arbe v'lo yochal klum. Mikol yavo Mitzrayim is not gonna consume. Az vada yishal abanim. They'll ask, al neizem adu in ocheles b'yibol Mitzrayim. Why don't they ask yim b'yibol Eretz Yisrael? They're gonna ask the question of why is this? And therefore they're gonna remember and have to talk about the shibud and the makas. V'yal karchach tu tzarech l'hashiv lo sipur kol akaras b'eretz Mitzrayim. That Moshe said this, and this is one of the nisim, and this is why Dafka here, Luman Tesaper, right, this is all mentioned here, because this is an impact that's felt afterwards. Kiyadei Sipur Zeh, line 18, Yedu Doros Habayim B'Gerosav Yizbarach V'Nifla Osav. And then the Klei Yakar just adds, interesting, this is not so common for him, Upir Zeh Yakar V'Nachon Ma'od. The Klei Yakar says this is Yakar, right? This is a precious pshat that this is why Arba is gonna, the impact of Arba continues. I remember I heard in the past Rabbi Frand quotes this idea and wonders, so why was Mitzrayim Zochet? There's such a gift. You know, it was only because of backhanded, because, well, it was really just to talk about the Makkos, and this was a way to get them to talk about the Makkos. But so there is an idea of, even though they were punished a lot, but through the Mitzrayim there was still a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And maybe that's one idea, they get a little bit of something. A little bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekabech schar l'kol pirya, everything is just and fair. So yes, of course they were punished and they had to be punished, in Kriyas Yamsuf as well, but they got a little bit because of the Kiddush Hashem that happened through the makos that they were the recipients and the victims of. Okay, so let's talk a number of points about Choshech. Number of points. We'll start with the Rashi. Right, the pasuk tells us about Choshech. We know by Choshech there was no warning. Every couple of makos there was no warning. Hashem says to Moshe, spread out your hand, and there will be darkness over the land of Egypt. The yamish choshech. The yamish. You could feel it. You could feel the darkness. Vayei Moshe es yado al hashamayim, v'yichoshech afeila b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, shloshes yamim. 3 days, there was darkness. Lo ro ish es achiv, lo kam ish bitachtav, shloshes yamim. They couldn't see, they couldn't move for 3 days. V'chol b'nei Yisrael haya arba v'oshvosam. And the Jews had light. The Jews had light where they lived. Good. Says Rashi here, v'yichoshech afeila, he quotes, lo ro ish, it was 3 days. Vote Shloshi Amachir, right? The 3 days in the Torah are 2 separate days. First it says there was 3 days, Choshech Afela. And then it says another 3 days, Lo Roh, Ish HaZachiv, Lo Kamish B'tachtav. Lest you think those 3 days are the same 3 days. Rashi points out they're different. Vote Shloshi Amachirim Choshech, Muchpal Alzeh, Shlo Kamish B'tachtav. Yoshev in Yachal Lamod, Omid in Yachal Leshe. Right? We all remember this from our younger years. Ah, whatever you are, you couldn't move. You're in that spot. For 3 days. Balama hevi aleim choshech. Rashi asks, so why choshech? Why was the maka of choshech brought onto the Mitzrayim? Shahayu bi Yisrael boso adar rishayim. Because they were rishayim in B'nai Yisrael. Maybe they didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. They would have caused problems. Valohaya wrote some latzeis umesu b'shloshes miafela. So they died. Kedei shelo yiru Mitzrayim b'mapalasam. So that the Mitzrayim don't see their laws, they're dying v'yomer, and they'll say, oh, you see, there's no Hafrada here. There's no Avdallah. Avheim lokin kamonu. We're also being, smitten by the Makkah. And therefore, you see, so to prevent that Chilul Hashem, that's why we had the Makkah of Choshech. Va'od, and number two, Shechibsu Yisrael, so that at this time the Jews could search out and see where all of the special things in the Mitzrayim's houses were, v'roz kalayim, and they didn't take any. They just left it there. They saw. Ukshiyatsu, v'yushalim, and when they left, and they said, you know, can we have some stuff, tzedel aderech? They say, oh, I'm sorry, evi yadidu klum, I wish I had. We don't have anything. They can say, no, why don't you check that cabinet over there? Omer lo, ani re'isiv, v'veischa, u'makam plonihu. I check over there. I think you might have forgotten. Good. That's Rashi. Ask the Nachlas Yaakov, that's the Nesivis, Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, right, author of the Nesivis on Choshev Mishpat and the Chavos Das on Yeridea and the Beis Yaakov on Ksubis and the Torah's Gittin on Gittin, says the Nachlas Yaakov, source number 3. For Rashi, Pirishi quotes Rashi, the Nire, the Vu Tamuel, second line, Halo B'chol HaMaka, Shach L'Akshos Kain. Why did Rashi only ask this question on Maka number 9? Rashi did not ask anywhere, why did Hashem bring Aruf? Why did Hashem bring Tzvardeya? There's a medrash that goes through each of the makas, that goes through their water source and their God, but Rashi only brings it here. Why did Hashem bring Choshech? V'nireh, so says the Nachlas Yaakov. Interesting, we don't think about this often. Shayakasha l'Rashi, dekan ha'yeshtei mini Choshech. This was the only makah that happened in stages. There were 2 stages. Every other makah, it started exactly as it continued for the next week. Right? The Arov, it came, boom, it was Arov the whole time. It was Kinim the whole time. All the animals died. Dever. It was it. It just continued. But here, there were 2 stages. Right? Shloshes Yamim, Shloshes Yamim. That's what's bothering Rashi. Right? Why was this Makkah split? Shabikodem Lohaya Rak Choshech. Shalaro Zezeh. The first pasuk tells us that they didn't see each other by the first stage. V'yacharka choshech muchpal. And then a super double choshech. Mashalohaya came b'chol hamakas. L'chalek hamakas l'shnayim. That was what bothered Rashi. L'zeh hukshal Rashi. L'om hevi aleim choshech rishon. Right, if it was all about punishing them, you know what? It was a nace that we'll get to the show later. It was a nace that they didn't move for 3 days, they didn't die. Right? So you could have had that 6 days. So that's what bothers Rashi. Why don't you just have one makkah like you always have? Just give them super duper darkness and make it dark that they can't move for 6 days. That's what bothers Rashi. So Rashi, why they bring in the 2 stages? That's why Rashi has to stay. The first reason. Ulazem etaretz Rashi b'shul misas harishayim u'b'shul sheyiru yisrael kalayim. The 2 reasons. The first one for the first 3 days, and the second one for the second. Imsa da choshech harishon lohei makkah l'Mitzrayim. The Choshech, the first Makkah, first 3 days, that wasn't really a punishment. They could still move. Raklet Sarach Yisrael, haya heder ha'or l'Mitzrayim. Right? So there's a no chil Hashem. You can't see anything, and that's when the 4/5 died. But the second 3 days, that was the real makkah. It was a terrible darkness. Right, so the first one was where they were able to see, and the second one was a punishment. It was totally dark. Jews had or in their moshavos. It doesn't say that they had or. Not like dam. Right? If they were drinking from the same cup, and this would have blood instead of water. It doesn't say that if the Jew walked into the mitzvah's house, it would be light. It just says there was or b'moshavosam, where they were. Okay. So that gives us one insight into the makkah of Choshech, why it had two parts. Because the first part, you didn't need the deep part of it for the first part, just to cover up the death of the Jews, so it wouldn't be a Chil Hashem. Good. Another question on Choshech. By all the other makos, it says that Hashem made a hafrada. This didn't happen in Eretz Goshen. Right? By Arba. They say it by Arba. It has it by a number of the makos. By Chazazin Haaretz. Doesn't say it by Arba. By the other makos, as we know, it didn't happen. Lo Mesechad. By Dever. Right? That, Mekne B'nei Yisrael Lo Mesechad. They all died by Mitzrayim, and none of them died by, and there was, Dam here and water. Parallel. In Midarki Aparsha, Mordechai Greenberg wonders that what does it say by Choshech? What should it say? There was darkness all over Mitzrayim, and there was no darkness in Goshen. It doesn't say that. That it was darkness here and no darkness there. It says it was darkness here, and it was light there. Hayaor b'mosh v'sa. Does not say the exact parallel of Lohaya Choshech. Source 4. B'makos ha-kodmos. Kisharotzta ha-Torah la-haros. Es ha-hevdo ben Yisrael le-Mitzrayim. Tzina ha-Torah shemaka lo-Pol ha-Yisrael. Lo-Mashal. B'makas ba-Arov ne-Amar v'if-Leisi b'yem-Muzer es-Goshen. Le-Vilti ha-Yisham Arov. I didn't let the Arov in to Goshen. I let the Arov into Mitzrayim and not into Goshen. Chimakas dever. Mimikne Yisrael lo-Meisechad. U-Bibarad. There es-Goshen lo-Haya-Barad. So why doesn't it say by Choshech? And there was no Choshech in Eretz Goshen. Why does it say the opposite? Or, Maduim came back as Choshech, lo nomar shel b'nei Yisrael lo haya Choshech. Right? El lo nomar bofan chiyuvi, ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'mosh vosam. Why doesn't it say it? So one answer, based on what we spoke about in previous years, might be, and the Netziv talks about it here, and the Ramban talks about it here, and that is, well, is dark, and this is a philosophical question, is darkness a creation by itself, or is it just the absence of light? Right, that's a machlokas in the Mefarshim. It sounds that way from a Gemara in Chagiga, where it says that there were two creations, Aron and Choshech. It sounds like it's a separate creation. The Maariv Chayis there points that out. But this is a discussion. So if R is just the lack of, if darkness is just the absence of R, so then saying there's R means there's no Choshech. It's kind of like the same thing. So one might say that, but Rabbi Greenberg here goes on something very special. Says the Rabbi Greenberg here, HaMishnah ba'Avos, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Sha'olam hayah ro'ili hibaros b'ma'amar echad. The world could have been created with one ma'amar. Hashem could have said, Yehi olam. The whole world would have been created. And instead, Hashem did it in stages. Nivra, as we know, ba'asara ma'amaros. 10, there are 10 utterances by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bereshis counts as 1, 2. So there's what, ba'yomer. There's 9 ba'yomers plus Bereshis. Why? So why was the world created ba'asara ma'amaros and not one? Kedei, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, kedei litein schar tov letzadikim, to give schar to the tzadikim, shemekayim es olam, shenivra ba'asara ma'amaros. To show the world is so precious, it took 10 stages, so that tzaddik, who's mekayim the world, look what he's supporting, look what he is giving life to. Klomar. In other words, ilu haya olam nivra b'mamar echad. If the world was created in one mamar, hayu hakol ro mecha kadosh baruch hu mahaves olamos. If everything was in one shot, it would be easier to connect the bria to hakadosh baruch hu. Hashem creates the world, boom, it's done, and you see. What does it mean that the tzaddikim? Because the fact that Hashem did it in stages, it means that he's hiding. And every time he creates kaviyachol, it's one step more removed from him. So the creator is it took 10 steps. Sometimes you gotta work backwards to find the origin. So here, Asar Mamaros explains to Rav Greenberg is that Hashem is, so to speak, there's more Hester Panim with every Ma'amar. If Hashem created the world in just one Ma'amar, it would be open, there would be a lot of Gilui. Hashem's presence would be obvious. That's why there was a need for Hashem's word to be hidden. Hamahaves olamos, v'olam nivra basar mamaros, shlav achar shlav, step after step, achil his gashmus ha'achrona, kishinir b'olamenu. Until we see it today. But why is it so hard for some people to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because you have to dig, to go behind the creation. So now he says, okay, 10 mamaros, every stage of mamar brought more hester upon him. More hester upon him. There was Gilui right away, Hashem created, but the more steps there were in the creation, the more it's hidden away. Amru Chachmei Yisrael, he quotes from the Pachad Yitzchak and others, the 10 makos are keneged, the 10 ma'amaros. She'esar makos him keneged asar ma'amaros. The hain, but it's the opposite direction. Because every maka brought more Gilui. Every maka. Bo'olagalos es hastara shebemamaros. It revealed the Hester. Nobody saw Hashem in Mitzrayim. What did Paro say? Ani lo yadati. Every maka. In kamoni b'chal aretz. Kil Hashem aretz. Every maka brought more and more Gilui until makas b'choros. Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo saraf. Hashem himself comes to makas b'choros. V'lachin chazrev et gisha Torah b'makos. B'avorteda ki ein kamoni. V'chadomeh. And now he says, as I just explained, fascinating. Ulam seder ha'hisgalos shebemakos hu beseder hafuch shel ha'hastara shebemamaros. The hisgalos, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the makos, is in the opposite direction in order than the ma'amaros. B'ma'amar harishon breishis ha'hastara mu'ata. By breishis, by the first ma'amar, the hester, the hidden elements of God are very small. V'nemar bo yom echad v'lo yom rishon. Hashem is unique. Hashem is the only one there. Bishom shadayin lo hayadav. There was nothing besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem echad. V'lamar achron hastara hi gedola biyoser. Right? It's the, by the get to the latest mamar, later in the Bria, so Hashem is the most hidden, hiding behind the Bria. Le'umazos hamaka rishona makas dam v'ala hasir ma'at mi hastara hagedola shebemamar ha'achron. Right? It's very little. The makas dam, it starts the process. People start thinking, not so much, this Tagninim could also do it. V'ilu ha'maka ha'achron, ha'makas b'choros, v'ala hasir ha'saluvo sha'achron. Makas b'choros takes off the final layer of Hester. Alkei nomar ba, ani yotzei betoch b'tzrayim. That's what he says in this week's parsha. Hashem does makas b'choros. Because all the layers are off. V'targumo, what is ani yotzei, ani mizgali. Right? I am revealed. But the uncle is always takes away the anthropomorphic elements. Hashem goes, Hashem doesn't go. Hashem is revealed. It's the greatest hizgalus. V'yavarti be'eretz Mitzrayim, ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo saraf, ani Hashem. Good. So that itself is fascinating thought about the 10 ma'amaros and the 10 makas. But now he adds, getting back to our case. Remember, what was our original question? Why does it say in Goshen there was Orba Moshvosam? Why doesn't it just say no choshech? To be parallel. Hamaka shalafnei ha'achrona. Himakas choshech. Maka number 9 is choshech. So that's parallel if you're going in the, 10 ma'amaros are going from Gilui to Hester. And the 10 makos are going from Hester to Gilui. So number 9 is parallel to number 2 ma'amar. Right? Number 9, Hest of makos, choshech. What's Mamar 2? What's Mamar 2? Yehi Or. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. Vayehi Or. Chazal Tzinu Shalonomar Kain. It doesn't say Vayehi Chain. Ela Vayehi Or. It doesn't say, and it was. And it was in the world. It's Or. Or is parallel to the Choshech. Vishum shebe'emes lo ha'yachein. It says va'yikei na va'yor, because as Rashi quotes in Bereishis, Hashem saw that the ark couldn't stay. The ark that Hashem created couldn't stay. Ela nignas ha'ar la'asilava, it was put away. It was put away the future for the tzaddikim. Mishum she'eno ro'i l'rishayim v'gansu l'tzaddikim. It wasn't ro'i for the rishayim. B'makas choshech. What happened by choshech? We went back to the matzav that was, what's Bereishis? The choshech apanei tahom. If there was choshech in the world, the deep choshech that existed pre-world, so to speak, that was the choshech that Hashem brought. So Hashem also paralleled and brought the or. Brought the or that was put away, but he brought the or. B'makas choshech chazer ha-matzav l'kanmuso, v'yomesh choshech, k'mo b'yom ha-rishon, l'fnei b'riyas ha-or, ach li-yisrael lo zubo v'ashaloy ha-choshech. So now we could say there wasn't only choshech, but there was that or. There was the or b'moshvosem, the maimar, v'yihi or. Because the makav of choshech is parallel to the second, the makav of choshech is parallel to the maimar of v'yom ha-lokim yihi or, osa or shi yizgalo l'tzadikim la'asid lavo. Wow. Okay. So choshech, that's one makkah we could spend. We could spend the whole shir on one makkah. To remember some of this for the Haggadah shir. All of you here, remind me the week before. Okay. Feel free to forget it by the time the shir comes, but you can remind me. Okay, we continue. We continue with choshech. Drasha l'doro, source number 6, a drasha for Rabbi Lam. And as we have mentioned, whenever we see Rabbi Lam, the great thing about the set, Drasha L'Doros, is that it gives the date that when Rabbi Lam gave this Drasha. So Rabbi Lam, you don't have it in front of you, but he gave the Drasha in 1959, he gave this Drasha. Look what he talks about. And I just say, Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer. That's all I'll say. Kal V'Chomer. So, as he does, he takes a Medrash and he just brings it to life. As we know, Rabbi Lam, I had the schuss of having him for numerous classes in my smicha. And he says, right, he says he has one article. You can find it online, I'm sure. It's called, I forgot. It's not thoughts. It's something from an unrepentant darshan. I forgot the exact name of it, but he talks about the lost art of drasha. Nowadays, everybody, including myself, what's our drasha? We'll take a vart from here and a vart from there and give a kasha and come up with a nice message. Which is what most of us do. There are a few real darshanim out there that will take a medrash or take one thought and open it up with like, wow, that's what the medrash is talking about. And to build, to really take it to the next level. So Rabbi Lam obviously was in that class. So he does this as well here too. So he talks about the title, The Source of Darkness. The source of darkness. So from the beginning of time, when Adam complained to Hashem, right, that he's lonely, man has regarded his solitude as a painful experience. Even a curse. Modern man is especially bothered by loneliness. Despite or maybe because of his large cities and giant metropolises, he finds himself terribly alone in the world. He is alone and does not like it. Let's get to Choshech. Makas Choshech. What does it say? Lo ro'u ish es achiv. They couldn't see each other. They were alone. That was part of the makkah. All communication, line 13, between a man and his friends ceased. He had no family, no friends, no society. He was completely and utterly blacked out of any contact of any human being. How lonely, what a plague. So it's terrible. Turning the page, Rabbi Lam quotes a medrash on our parsha. The medrash asks on the third line, Meheichan haya choshech ahu. Where did that choshech come from? Where did the choshech come from in Makas Choshech? What was the source? Where did it come from? Reb Nechemya gave a credible answer. Where did Nechemya say? Where does it come from? Gehenim. The choshech comes from Gehenim. Okay? Mi choshech shel Gehenim. The darkness that descended upon Egypt came from Gehenim, from the netherworld. And that makes sense, because choshech is terrible, loneliness is a curse. Hence, its origin is in the place of punishment. But Reb Yehuda argues. Reb Yehuda's answer is astonishing. Mechoshech shel mala, shenemar yoshev choshech sisro. It came from up above. The choshech came from Shemayim. From Hashem. Hashem dwells in secret darkness. What an unexpected origin for a plague. God's dwelling place. Choshech comes from Shamayim. What's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? What's he talking about? So says Rabbi Lamb, astonishing, yes, but in that answer by Rabbi Yehuda, we have a new insight into the problem of loneliness and hence in the condition of the man as a whole. Darkness or solitude can become the curse of loneliness. As it did when it plagued the Egyptians, separated every man, right? We feel alone. We feel grief. Darkness indeed can be a plague. But, says Rabbi Lamb, the same darkness can be a blessing. It can be worthy of the close presence of God himself. Why? Because darkness also forces you to be alone. And sometimes being alone is what we need. For solitude means privacy, that precious opportunity when man escapes from the loud brawl of life and the constant claims of society, and in the intimate seclusion of his own heart and soul, he gets to know himself and realizes he's made in the image of God. Loneliness can be painful, but it also can be precious. Rabbi Lamb is the king of alliteration. And this is just two, but read his writings. Loneliness can be painful, but it can also be precious. The same choshech that spells plague for a man, if it seals him off from others by making him blind, the same choshech becomes godly when it enables a man to become more than just a social animal, more than just a member of a group, but a full, mature, unique individual in his own right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself looks at choshech. And he continues, look at the top right now. Top right. Modern life, where it's underlined, modern life with its perpetual telephone calls and never-ending blare of television, with its round of constant appointments and business and social duties, represent an intrusion upon the privacy of each of us, a deliberate attack upon the citadel of one's personal privacy. And if that's just a television and a telephone that you have to walk to the wall and not move when you're on it because the cord doesn't go farther than that, Rabbi Lamb can't imagine the privacy invasion of our day and age. And modern man succumbs to this attack. He opens the blinds on the picture window of his heart, seeking to reveal his deepest secrets, either to an ever-widening circle of friends or to his analyst or to his priest. We are afraid of the solitude of privacy. We don't realize that sometimes choshech gives us a moment to breathe and think. We often fail to realize choshech is not only a makkah, but it's also godliness. The chulu, right? Educators, parents go to extremes. You want to play by yourself, a child? Chas v'shalom! You need a play date every second in the world. Every second, you can't. How can a man be a truly God, good father, as God requires of him, if he does not have a few moments a day to contemplate in utter loneliness the wonder of children? How can a man be a good husband if he only acts out his role without ever thinking through his relationships in the stillness of his heart? How can someone be a good son or daughter if they never are alone long enough to realize the enormous debt we owe the parents for life and love? Woe to him who is never alone and cannot bear to be alone. So yes, choshech might come from Gehenna, but it also comes from Shamayim. And it could be a plague to some, but we have to recognize it could also be a bracha. It could also be a bracha. As you turn over the page again, there's a lot more here. Says Rabbi Lamb on the last page in source number 8. I have never known a really creative person who did not precede the creative act with at least a moment of profound, thoughtful solitude. You need a few moments. No really great speech or beautiful musical composition is rolled off extemporaneously. It is forged in the silence of the mind when the outside world is shut out by a godly darkness. And it continues. No brilliant idea, science, art, business is born out of the brawl of life. It is hatched out of the stillness of a creative personality. And he continues. But this is Rabbi Lamb. I'll just add, Shabbos tries to give us that. Shabbos tries to give us that, to have some time alone. Right? There's a Shabbos, there's an Isser Hotza'ah. Can't carry out, not different than Yontif. Right? Shabbos is no mitzvah to go to the Beis HaMikdash for Shabbos. Shabbos, everybody's home. You're home, alone with family, alone with guests. But Shabbos tries, even in our day and age, maybe even more importantly, the more busy we get. And one can only imagine, again, from the, just in the 60 years since, this was written, 66 years, 66 years ago. What was it? 1959? Right? So 66 years ago, this drasha was given Parshas Bo. So a lot has changed in that time in terms of the invasion of our privacy. Okay, let's continue. One more about Choshech. Right after Choshech, what happens? Choshech stops. Fine, it gets light. No more Choshech. And what happens? Paro goes to Moshe. Pasuk Chavdalet. Vayikra Paro Moshe, fine, go. Go, leave some animals though. This is the first time that Paro went to Moshe when there was no plague going on. Right? All the other times, Paro went there in order to stop the plague. He went, stop it, daven, get rid of it. And then all of a sudden, by Choshech, it stops, it's done. Makkah number 9 is finished. And now Paro goes to Moshe, okay, I'll let you out. Why? What changed after Makkah number 9? Is it just cumulative? Or was there something specific about Choshech that made Paro change? Says Rav Sarotsky, the Yaznayim LaTorah, source number 9. Vayikra Paro. Kedavar azeh lo kara od. It didn't happen. Sheyikra Paro el Moshe acharei shesorah makam elah. The Makkah went away. Uma yomi yamayim. Why did he go now? Ubiyesh limso lazeh gimel sibos. He gives three reasons. Three possibilities. Number one, hachoshech garam lahem yisurei maves, suma chashav kemes. The darkness, they were like, they didn't move for 3 days. They could have died. They should have died. Umikivin shachoshech svivosam haya av kedinar. It was thick, like a thick fog. Lo hayla mavir l'nishima. They couldn't breathe properly. It was so thick, like the bottom of a cave. You can't breathe properly. Gam lo achlu v'lo shasu gil yamzuv. They didn't eat or drink for 3 days. Ubederech ha-teva ha-yukula mesim. Natural, they should have all died. Ela sh'Hashem nasa lehem koach lizbol es Yisrael. Hashem gave them koach to survive, in order to suffer. That's why Hashem kept them alive. Kamoshi yisbarach nosin koach l'rishayim lizbol yisurin gehenim. Like Hashem gives koach to Rishayim, to withstand the yisurin of Gehenim. So, because of this, that he was about to die, and he saw that he was in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, nisrachech paro, he softened. He broke. L'chu evdu as Hashem. So number one, because he should have died. Number two, line 13, B'shar makas hisbarech paro belibo. Paro said every time a makkah happened, or he was warned about a makkah, he said, look, if it comes, I'll run there and get it stopped. Okay, I'll run there and get it stopped. K'shehishru bo makkah chadasha. Nichye v'nera, let's see. Well, if we can handle it, if the suffering is okay, matov, oim lav, and if not, ekro l'timimim ha'ele, v'avtiach lehem l'shalech hazal. I'll go and I'll promise them whatever they want. Like our enemies always do. V'yatiru l'ashem v'tasur makah. And the davin v'tasur. V'derech ha'kvar kvushel l'fanai. So he already knows that. By all the makahs, he said, you know what? Okay, I'll just go. This was the first makah that he was frozen, that he was paralyzed. Avalata ra min makah chadashi, so a new type of makah. Hamishatekes es kol ha'ivarim, that paralyzes all limbs. The efshar afilu l'shloach acharei Moshe v'Aaron laftiach lehem. He couldn't even get there to tell them, okay, I'll let you out. He couldn't do that. Va'amakah garma yisur and kashin kamaves umi yodeya eza makah yavi atalem. What's going to be next? This was close to death. What's the next one going to be? Good. Number two. So number one, because he was close to death. Number two, he realizes that maybe he's not going to be able to move. Number three, 26. Who his chilmamin, maybe he started to believe a little bit. Maybe he thought that, you know what, really they're going to come back after 3 days. Why? If they really wanted to run, they could have left. We couldn't move. Why didn't they leave? It must be that it's temporary. So he thought maybe, okay, it's going to be temporary. There he even sent the babies. Rakshia, she was a mikne lamashkon, but a little bit of a security. Leave the animals. Or he couldn't do it 100%. V'ratza sheyutar Moshe l'chalapachos midavar echad. Yivater. Moshe l'chalapachos midavar echad. He wanted Moshe midavar. Even if somebody's a bal gaiva and he's losing, maybe a little bit to keep his gaivinus. A little bit. That's why maybe he said to get the animals. Those are the three ideas. What changed in the Makkah of Choshech? Okay, two more thoughts. Let's move on a little bit. So Rashi tells us, Perek Yud Beis, HaChodesh is Alachem, all the halachas occur in Pesach. So we have towards the end of the Aliyah, Pasuk Yuzayin, Ushmartem Esamatzos. You shall guard the matzah, pashas, don't let it become chametz. Ki be'atzam ha'yom hazeh, o'seitzi tzivu eschem eretz Mitzrayim, ushmartem ha'yom hazeh l'dor aseichem, chukas olam. Ushmartem ha'samatzos. So Rashi quotes, ushmartem ha'samatzos, shlo yav l'dei chimutz, right, so it doesn't become to chametz. And then Rashi quotes, Rabbi Yoshia omer, al tehi kori ha'samatzos, ela es ha'mitzvos. Right, don't read it matzos, but mitzvos. Kederach she'en machmitzen ha'samatzos, kachin machmitzen ha'samitzvos. Don't leaven and delay the mitzvahs. Elebal yadcha asei otam miyad. Right, do it right away. Do it right away. Chomar says Revolbi. Source number 10 and 11. Says Revolbi. Inyan mihiris einu rak b'matzah. Acting in haste is not only by the matzah. Everybody be by a matzah factory, baking the matzahs. Everybody's rushing around. Everybody's rushing and this and that. And why? There's no time to waste. There's no time to waste. You know what? Life is a matzah factory. Life is a matzah factory. That's how we have to look at it. There's no time to waste. Ein rak b'matzah ela b'chol mitzvah. B'chol mitzvah tzorach l'maher k'mo b'matzah. Shetzorach l'maher ba k'dei shelo tachmitz. You don't want it to become chametz. You don't want it to delay. Mein chimas. What exactly does it mean, chimas b'shar mitzvahs? What does it mean exactly to allow a mitzvah to become chametz? K'mo biker chol and staka talmud Torah. Ela shebechol maisa shayach chametz. Every Maisa, he quotes the Mesul Shisharim, Os Osa Bizeh Esek Shalem, V'Kosev, the Ramchal writes, Shem Ein Osa Zeh Mitzvah Miyad, Ein Sakana Kesakanaso. If you don't do the mitzvah right when you plan to do it, that's a major danger. Ki Ha'Yetzahara Lo Yitin Lo La'asos Zeh Mitzvah. The Yetzahara, that he loves it. He loves procrastination. He loves delay. Yeah, you'll do the mitzvah later. I'm not telling you not to do the mitzvah. I'm telling you to do it later. Anu choshvim shekshe adam miskonin lasos mitzvah, hu tzorach lizar shelo ye makom lechalos hayetzer. Don't give him a toe space to put down. Ukshem is akev yish makom lechalos hayetzer. Any type of delay, leave space for the yetzahara. Kach lom din bepashtus, aval ein zeh nachon. Ela etzama ikav zechalos yetzahara. Right. Don't give him a spot. Sometimes you give him, okay, he's delayed, so now try not to give him a spot. Once it's delayed, you already gave him a spot. Once it's delayed, it's already the act of the yetzahara. How often do we have ideas? And we push them off a little bit. I'll do it. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to start tomorrow. What do you mean tomorrow? Why tomorrow? Start today. Any idea. I'll start next week. No, start this week. The yetzahara pushes it away. Call any yitzhara, and that yitzhara, that's chametz. That's what it means to be machmitz the mitzvahs. Right, what does it say in brachas? Right, all of our tzaras comes from the Sa'or Shebe'isa. Sa'or Shebe'isa. Because we allow it, we delay and let it rise. We delay and not. And then he says something fascinating. He says, very early in the world and the future in the world, there's not going to be any delay. Because all delay is from the dark side. Any delay. Next paragraph. Kol inyan yetzahara hu ikuv. Inyan hara hu ikuv. Shema'akvo milasos tov. Right? What does the Medrash say? Rashi, Omrim. Shelefnei chayit adam arishom ohay azman shel herayon. Right? There wasn't even in the pre-chayit, there was no time for pregnancy. Right? The Medrash talks about what happened every hour of the day. So one of the hours it says that Adam and Chava went to a bed and they came down and there were three of them. Wow, that's fast, right? The answer is because there was no delay. All ikuv comes from Ra. Ela ala lamat, again, parenthetically, there is an idea also of thinking about things and being a zahir and not rushing through, and the Eitzara just wants us to rush, and it doesn't give us time to think. It says, you have to know every vart and the message of every vart, and we have to put it all together. But there's an idea of a delay. Ela ala lamita shnayim yadu shlosha. Lo haya kol shihu izman bein ha'afraya laleda. And also la selava. What does the Gemara say in Shabbos? Asid eret Yisrael shetosi kluskos uklei milas. Cakes and clothing is going to grow on trees. You're not going to have to like harvest, do the lamentas malachas. No, it's all going to be made. There's not going to be any time delay pre-world and post-world, because any ikuv comes from the Yetzer. Comes from the Yetzer, and that's what we stay away from. And that's why applies by mitzvahs, applies by all mitzvahs. He says it also in the source number 11, which is later on in the parsha, that ruchnius eina soveles ikuvim. Right? Ruchnius has to be immediate. Has to be immediate. And that's what we have to try to do when we, right? What's the, one of the pshatim of, remember the Gemara of Kaflem Harkigigis. Hashem held the mountain over our heads like a barrel. And what does it say? There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you accept the Torah, great. And if not, Sham take Verascha. Sham. So everybody asks, what do you mean Sham? Khan figure, here, I'm going to drop it on you. What's Sham take Verascham? So one of the Mefarshim explains, Sham, if you accept it now, great. But if you say no, well, let's think about it first, and I'll get back to you. Well, think about this commitment. It's kind of a big commitment. You know, give us some time. Sham, if you have the attitude of Sham, then, there, yeah, over there, next week, we'll decide then. Take Verascham, that's the burial of the idea. Right, Sham, no, it's got to be today. Right, what does it say in the end of next week's parsha? I think this is it. The end of next week's parsha by Amalek. What does it say at the end of the Bishalach by Vayavo Amalek? What does the pasuk say? Pasuk says, "Say lachem ba'amalek." Say he lachem. B'chay lano Hashem and say lachem ba'amalek. Machar anochi nisav al roshi givel mati elakim biyadi. Machar. The power of Amalek is machar. Tomorrow we'll. I'll get it done. Not tomorrow. Something to do, you gotta do it now. That's Emach Mitzvah and Samitzvahs, Revolbi, and that's what Chazal say, based on Chazal. Okay, one final thought from the Dubna Magid. V'lo Yachlo L'Hismameya. Source number 12, V'lo Yachlo L'Hismameya. Right, we went in and we were on the 49th level of Tumah. I'll ask a question now that I'm not gonna answer. Brother Hashem, hopefully at some point in the future. But I heard the question this week. But I won't talk about it now. How Mitzrayim was supposed to be the purification pot for Am Yisrael. That's what we went in, the Kura Barzel. Kura Barzel, we just purified in Mitzrayim. So you would expect that purified, so we go in like a little dirty, and we get out and we're really purified. What happened? We went in the Shiftei Ka. The Shiftei Ka, we went in. We came out on the 49th level of Tumah. That's the Kura Barzel. We started up all the way up here. Heard that Rabbi Reisman asked that question. Again, there's a pshat, but interesting to think about. But 49th level of Tumah in source number 12, the Dubna Magid, lo yachlu l'hismameya, he gives a mashal. The Kadosh Baruch Hu had the last moment before we would have stayed there one more. What does the Rambam say? If we would have stayed there another moment, we would not be identified anymore as Klal Yisrael, as Bnei Avraham Yisrael Yaakov, so we would never have gone out. So he quotes a mashal, as he always does. The Dubna once came somewhere and he said, why do you give a mashal for everything you give? He's like, let me give you a mashal. Right. Okay. Ani echad hutzrach lamos. There was one time an Ani needed money and he didn't have anybody. He didn't know what to do. So what did he do? He took his Shabbos clothing and he gave it as a security to the rich man. Didn't have anything else to do. Umishkin oso tmor schum kesef lo rav. Fine. Kavar avers man rav. After a while, when the Ani did not give back his mashkon, Haven Amalva, the Malva understood that he's never getting his money back. So you know what? This is my clothing. So he took his suit to the tailor and he said, please measure it and cut it and make it to my size. Hikirachadis Abeged, the Chayat, the tailor, recognized that the Beged belongs to his good friend, the Ani. And before he does any cutting, he calls the Ani and says, you know what? The rich man just brought this over to me and I'm gonna have to cut it to make it matim for him. And all of a sudden the Ani says, if he does that, I'm never getting my suit back. So the Ani made himself crazy day and night trying to find money until he finally got the money. And then like 2 days later, he brought it to the rich man. The rich man's like, wow, I didn't think you'd ever come. What made you come? He says, well, I heard you brought the suit to the tailor. And then if he cuts it, I'm done. It's too late. There's never, so ain't brera. I had to come right now or else because another minute, it would have been done. That's the mashal that the Duna Magad give HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he did for us. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have left us another minute, we would have been cut, we would have been done. There would be no way for us to get out of Mitzrayim. So Baruch Hashem, Hashem took us out in the moment and we were able to stay the Zera Avraham, B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Baruch Hashem be able to be a Mamlech HaSkonim V'Goy Kadosh as we go from Yitzchias Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yamsuf to Maimed Har Sinai. Okay, we'll stop here.